our genius that is Sue Saker. Now, Sue, you're a relationship coach. You have given out such great advice from Farnham over the last couple of weeks. So last week, you were talking about clear requests. So, you know, you're not moaning about the dishwasher was a good example. Help through problems. And then for every negative comment, make sure you give five good ones back. So what amazing advice have you got this week? But before we get to that, I want to know, did you go camping in your garden?
Well, thanks, Nikki. Yes, we did go camping and we did it on Friday night. I've got to say, I absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's good.
I think me more than the rest of the family was struggling with every day seeming a bit samey.
Yeah.
And I love camping. We love camping as a family. But what was quite fun, the kids really enjoyed the evening sitting out in the garden and, you know, getting into the tent. But then the next morning, my husband and I said we'd be up for doing it again and the kids said they wouldn't.
Oh.
Got no staying power.
Oh, did you all sleep okay?
Not too bad. I mean, there's a surprising number of bird sounds and all sorts of other animal sounds. So it was quite an early wakening with the birds.
I can not, imagine. You
know, nice with the gentle tweeting and singing, but the squawky crows were a bit hard to handle.
I know, they sort of start at about 4:30 at the moment, don't they?
It's early.
As you're now very well aware.
Yep.
Oh, well done for doing it. Right, was it chilly overnight?
No, it's quite warm. I mean, we've got quite good sleeping bags because we are big campers, so we were fine. Actually, we were absolutely fine.
Oh, that's good. Right, what are your top tips for this week?
So this week, the first one I want to start with, from talking to friends and just noticing in my own family, and that it feels like some people have had a trickier week this week, almost like the novelty's worn off.
Yeah, it's been quite a tough one for a lot of people, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it was for me, which is why the camping helped really revitalise me, actually, made something different. But one thing with that is often we can sort of avoid talking about depressing or sad subjects. And actually, when we do allow space for that, it's a really connecting conversation. So a good question to ask one another at the moment, and even include the rest of the family, is just what are you missing about normal life? And people might think if you ask that question, it's just going to be a real downer and everyone's going to get really fed up. But actually, talking about things and having it out in the open always helps. And, you know, we did it on a family walk this morning and, it was quite revealing what each member of the family is or isn't missing and how they're finding it all. So that would be my first one.
Okay.
My second one is if you are having a disagreement with your partner or even with another family member, and it starts to escalate, then I really recommend calling a timeout. And what I mean by that is not storming off, slamming doors, but actually just saying, try and nip it in the bud, just say, I think we should take a break and talk about this later. And the reason for that is as arguments escalate, we get very emotional often. And when you get emotional, a different part of your brain kicks in, which is the part responsible for fight or flight. And what that means is that you're sort of working from an emotional place rather than a logical, rational place. And so you won't be able to hear what the other person's saying and they won't be able to hear you either. So you're not going to achieve anything from carrying on that argument at that point. Whereas when everyone's calmed down, the prefrontal cortex kicks back in again. It's really rational. It's logical. You can listen to what one another are saying. So the key with having a timeout is that you agree a time when you're going to come back and talk about it. So maybe it's when the kids are in bed or after we've had dinner, let's sit down and have a chat then.
Oh, that is such good advice.
Because
it's very easy to have a hissy fit, isn't it? And just go storming
very
off.
Very easy, especially because there's a lot of emotion around anyway. So very easy for things to spiral at the moment. And the third one is that if there's been an argument, to try and get back on track with your partner as soon as possible. This is definitely not the time for prolonged sulking because no one can escape from it. And that atmosphere will just be sat there right in the middle of the relationship or the family. So as much as possible, try and get back on track. And one way of doing this is what we call a repair bit. And couples will have different ways of signalling to one another that they want to make amends. So sometimes, you know, a couple might just make the other one a cup of tea or say something nice or say sorry, you know, and there can be different things. And couples generally know when their partner is suggesting they want to get back on track. But the most important thing is to not ignore a repair bid because that can be more damaging than the original argument. So if you're not quite ready to get back on track and you're still seething, just acknowledge it and just say, I appreciate the gesture, I just need a bit more time. But recognise that the ball is now in your court to make the next repair bid to try and get back on track again.
So, do you know what? I think it's probably worth role-playing all of these, isn't it? So you've role-played them to work out what you're going to do if these situations and when these situations roll up.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do.
So with your tricky question, can I ask you, Sue, what was your one thing that you're missing the most?
Well, what was interesting, of the family, I was missing the most. So for me, I was missing variety. I have a lot of hobbies normally, and I'm really missing those. And I'm an extrovert, so I'm really missing sort of meeting up with groups of friends. So the online thing helps, but it's not the same. And missing cuddling people outside of the family.
Yeah, no, it is. It's that sort of social isolation is just... It just is such a big void, isn't it, at the moment, obviously. And it needs to be. And it's brilliant. We're on track. People are really listening. I have to say, I was really pleased when I was coming in here this evening that the roads weren't packed. It was really much quieter than it was last Sunday. And that was so good to see.
Yeah. And it actually makes it lovely when you do go out and do your bike ride or your run. There's nobody around. It's really lovely, isn't it? You can just hear the birds everywhere.
Yeah, there are a lot of birds at the moment, which is beautiful, because some people go, oh, there are more birds. I think it's just people have got time to listen to them, haven't they?
And we can hear them with no background traffic or anything.
That's
as well.
That's true. Or they've been camping in their gardens. They can hear them at early o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Sue, thank you so much. So tricky questions, all sit down, discuss yours. Chat about, you know, what you're really missing in the outside world. I love your, if you're having a disagreement, take time out. Don't just storm off, go, I can't deal with this now. Let's reconvene in X amount of time. And then the repair, that's gorgeous. So if someone's bringing you an apology cup of tea and you're not quite ready to accept it, you acknowledge that and not escalate the situation.
That's right. Yep. Brilliant.
You are a genius, Sue Saker.
I'm not sure I am, but thank you.
Well, take it. You really are. Thank you so much. And we're going to be catching up with you again next Sunday, aren't we?
Yeah, but I've still got more tips to give.
Brilliant.
So we'll see
Brilliant.
You next Sunday.
Well, I have to say, one of my friends, and I've been using your advice as well, and one of my friends said, don't forget to use that advice that Sue gave out last week. And it really is working so well. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm really glad to hear people find it helpful.
Well, I know you do like your outdoors, so I'm going to play Big Mountain for you, Sue. So have you got a staircase?
I have, yeah.
Right, up and down for the rest of this song then, please, Sue. Pretend you're off hiking somewhere. Take care. We'll catch up next week. Happy